On Tuesday, voters in Georgia's 10th congressional district will go to the polls to fill the seat of Charlie Norwood, a Republican who died of cancer earlier this year. There is no shortage of candidates, nor is there any shortage of anger over illegal immigration. Voters in this conservative district are upset with the efforts of President Bush and Georgia's two Republican senators to pass a compromise bill on immigration. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capilouto reports.
About 30 people showed up Thursday evening for the monthly meeting of the Oconee County Republican Party at the Courthouse Annex in Watkinsville. It's a small conservative town just outside of Athens, Georgia. County GOP Chairman James Griffith urges everyone to get out and vote.
Election is next week.
Tuesday.
You can vote early.
Early voting.
You can vote tomorrow if you want.
At the courthouse.
There are 10 candidates running in the special election, three Democrats, a lone Libertarian, and six Republicans. But this is a Republican district. Three of the Republican candidates, including Iraqi war veteran and businessman Nate Pulliam, came by to tout their conservative credentials and convince everyone that they are nothing like the two senators.
Despite the fact that I am a conservative Republican, and I think I would be by any definition of that word, I am extremely disappointed in Saxby Chambliss and Johnny Isaacson, so much so that I can no longer support them because I think we have seen their true colors.
Both senators have had their hands in the current immigration proposal, and it hasn't gone over well with their constituents. Tony Cushenberry, who retired from the Air Force, has lost faith in his Republican elected officials.
They go to Washington and become rhinos. Republican in name only. They don't do anything.
Cushenberry's wife, Marie, is also incensed about illegal immigration.
And immigration, we've got to secure the borders. That's the main thing I can say. And that's what I've said when I called Saxby and Johnny Isaacson. First, we've got to secure the borders. And if Teddy Kennedy's in on any bill, I don't want to be a part of it.
There isn't a large immigrant population in Watkinsville, but these voters worry about national security and rising health care costs, problems they partially attribute to illegal immigration. The consensus seems to be, let's build a fence first and worry about enforcing existing laws later. Any compromise that allows illegal aliens currently in the country to stay is out of the question for Richard Hatcher Sr. He's retired and a member of the Minutemen.
People are sick and tired of being treated like idiots, and that's what our Republican Party is doing. They kept saying, you don't understand. So we said, well, come down to Georgia and educate us.
Senators Chambliss and Isaacson seem to have heard the roar of their disgruntled base. Both have urged the president for a separate spending bill to secure the borders. Mr. Bush instead wants the funding attached to the comprehensive immigration measure. This hackling amongst Republicans is not good for the GOP, says Cindy Chapman.
Well, it's tearing the party apart, and for some reason, the powers that be in Washington are not listening to the grassroots people. So maybe we need a change.
Chapman is vice chair of the Oconee Republicans. She has not made up her mind about which one of the six Republicans she'll vote for on Tuesday.
I think they're all great candidates. The three I've heard tonight, we can't go wrong with any of them.
Are they different than the Republicans that are currently in Washington?
Seem to be. They seem to be listening to the people.
Turnout for Tuesday's election is expected to be only 10%. After all, it's nearly summer and already it's hot. And that's not just the weather. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.